You know, I was mentioning everyone that, you know, part of the good news is that when it comes to relationships between male and female, well, let's just face it. This is real talk about real relationships, as you all know. And so in the real world, we have a lot of men and a lot of women who really get it and do a great job with regards to the relationship between man and woman. Very often, those two haven't found each other. And so you have a man who may really get it and may be doing a great job, but he's with a woman who doesn't get it, or vice versa. You have a woman who really gets it and she's with a man who doesn't. But you have men and women who really get it and do a great job. You have men and women who do okay. And then you have men and women who do a poor job. Their hearts are committed to someone other than the person to whom they're married. I mean, it's just, it goes in all kinds of directions. But as Dr. Bennett was saying, a lot of this still has to do whether we are getting it right or getting it wrong, whether we're trying to get it right or not trying to get it wrong. But especially when we are trying to get it right, a lot of it still has to do with communication. It has to do with feelings and whether feelings go expressed or unexpressed. And how are you seeing that play out in the real world, Dr. Bennett?
You know, Carl, I think I couldn't have put it any better. But let me share something. There is an assessment, a personality assessment that we use at the center, and the personality assessment is called FIRO-B, the Fundamental Interpersonal Orientations, Behaviors, and Relations, and Relations, Orientations, and Behaviors. And so when you look at that, that instrument is designed to assess our needs, whether they are expressed or whether they are wanted, and how our needs are being either met or not being met. How are we showing up? And in many cases, when we talk about communications and we talk about whether our needs are being met, the disconnect comes in from a lack of communications because someone in that relationship feels that a particular need has not been met. Now, the question becomes, are you expressing that, or have you expressed to your partner, you know what, I would really like for us to do more of this or less of that? Are you expressing that, or is that something, is that a wanted need, something that you really want, but you're not expressing it? And so when we think about, and I'm a huge sports fan, and I think I said this last time, when it comes to our relationships, it's just like sports. I mean, in relationships, we all know if you're in a relationship, there are some standard operating procedures. There are some things that you should do. And I think everybody knows that. And I agree with you that some people do it better than others. But when you think about relationships and communications in terms of a sports team, just think about a football team. And even though every member, 52 member of that team has the playbook, and it's a huge, huge book, everybody has the playbook. When the quarterback gets in the huddle, and he says to the guys in the huddle, okay, guys, we're going to go flank left, wishbone to the right. And he says to the wide receiver, he says to the wide receiver, look, man, you follow the play. But when I look you off, know that I'm coming to you. All right? Well, yeah. Everybody knows that's the play. But the nuances that separate the good quarterbacks from the great quarterback, the good receiver from the great receiver, are those nuances in their communications and in their relationship. Same thing holds true in a relationship, partnership between a man and a woman. Yes, everybody, both of us have the same playbook, but there are some nuances that are specific to my relationship to you. And in those cases, we have to tell each other. We have to talk to each other and say to each other, you know what, this is what I really need. I really need a hug right now. I don't want you to try and fix this. I just want you to listen. And sometimes we have to say that because I'm one of these people, when I hear you say it, when you come to me with an issue, my nature, I'm a fixer. My nature is to try and fix it. I want to make you better. I want to make you feel better. I want to make you happier. But sometimes people don't need that. Sometimes they just need someone to listen to them. Need someone to just say, you know what, hey, just let me say this, and you don't have to say anything. And sometimes if we're not saying that, if we're not saying to our partner, baby, I just need you to listen to me on this one. I don't need any advice or anything. And that person, okay, I got you, sweetie, I got you. And then when it's over, you feel better. You don't feel like he's not listening to me. You know, because you said that. And you and I talked about it earlier, Carl, when it comes to relationships, every now and then we need to all hit the reset button. We need to kind of decompress, step back. I'm a huge technology person, and I'm known to run 4 and 5 programs at the same time. And because I'm a little impatient. Hurry up, let me get it done. But when you are working on a computer or on a mobile device, sometimes it slows down because you got too many things going on in the background. And that's what they say. It's operating in the background. Well, it's the same way in relationships. You've got work. You've got children. And when you reach our age, you and I are about the same age, if your parents are living, you're dealing with an ailing parent or a parent who slowed down. So therefore, you not only have to deal with children and their needs, but you also have to deal with a parent, healthcare issues and those kinds of things, challenges on a job. And if you're involved in a church or in your community, there are obligations there as well. And so sometimes we got a lot of things going on operating in the background that we just need to hit the reset button on and kind of get away, steal away and say to each other, you know what, can't we talk about some of the things that we've been snapping at each other about.
Wow, that's such an excellent point.
That's my $20 worth.
And it was worth every penny. Ladies and gentlemen, please pick up on the point that Dr. Bennett made now. When they're talking about a couple and pushing the reset button, y'all got to push the same reset button at the same time. You can't have one pushing the button today and the other one pushing the button and the reset button 1 month later. You got to stay in sync.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bennett and I'll be right back.